Numbers. Chapter 31. And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, Avenge the children of Israel of the Midianites, afterward shall you be gathered unto your people. And Moses spoke unto the people, saying, Arm some of yourselves unto war, and let them go against the Midianites, and avenge the Lord of Midian. Of every tribe 1,000, throughout all the tribes of Israel, shall you send to the war. So there were delivered out of the thousands of Israel, 1,000 of every tribe, 12,000 armed for war. And Moses sent them to the war, 1,000 of every tribe, them and Phinehas the son of Eleazar the priest, to the war, with the holy instruments, and the trumpets to blow in his hand. And they warred against the Midianites, as the Lord commanded Moses, and they slew all the males. And they slew the kings of Midian, besides the rest of them that were slain, namely, Avi, and Rechem, and Sur, and Hur, and Reba, 5 kings of Midian. Balaam also the son of Beor they slew with the sword. And the children of Israel took all the women of Midian captives, and their little ones, and took the spoil of all their cattle, and all their flocks, and all their goods. And they burned all their cities in which they dwelt, and all their encampments, with fire. And they took all the spoil, and all the prey, both of people and of animals. And they brought the captives, and the prey, and the spoil, unto Moses, and Eleazar the priest, and unto the congregation of the children of Israel, unto the camp at the plains of Moab, which are by the Jordan near Jericho. And Moses, and Eleazar the priest, and all the leaders of the congregation, went forth to meet them outside the camp. And Moses was angry with the officers of the army, with the captains over thousands, and captains over hundreds, who came from the battle. And Moses said unto them, Have you saved all the women alive? Behold, these caused the children of Israel, through the counsel of Balaam, to commit trespass against the Lord in the matter of Peor, and there was a plague among the congregation of the Lord. Now therefore kill every male among the little ones, and kill every woman that has known man by lying with him. But all the young girls, that have not known a man by lying with him, keep alive for yourselves. And you must abide outside the camp 7 days, whosoever has killed any person, and whosoever has touched any slain, purify both yourselves and your captives on the 3rd day, and on the 7th day. And purify all your clothing, and all that is made of skins, and all work of goat's hair, and all things made of wood. And Eleazar the priest said unto the men of war who went to the battle, This is the ordinance of the law which the Lord commanded Moses. Only the gold, and the silver, the bronze, the iron, the tin, and the lead, everything that can endure the fire, you shall make it go through the fire, and it shall be clean. Nevertheless it shall be purified with the water of purification, and all that cannot endure the fire you shall make go through the water. And you shall wash your clothes on the 7th day, and you shall be clean, and afterward you shall come into the camp. And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, Take the sum of the prey that was taken, both of people and of animals, you, and Eleazar the priest, and the chief fathers of the congregation, and divide the prey into 2 parts, between them that took the war upon them, who went out to battle, and between all the congregation. And levy a tribute unto the Lord of the men of war who went out to battle, 1 out of 500, both of the persons, and of the cattle, and of the donkeys, and of the sheep. Take it from their half, and give it unto Eleazar the priest, for a heave offering of the Lord. And of the children of Israel's half, you shall take 1 out of 50, of the persons, of the cattle, of the donkeys, and of the flocks, of all manner of animals, and give them unto the Levites, who have charge of the tabernacle of the Lord. And Moses and Eleazar the priest did as the Lord commanded Moses. And the booty, being the rest of the prey which the men of war had caught, was 600,000 and 70,000 and 5,000 sheep, and 70,000 cattle, and 70,000 donkeys, and 32,000 persons in all, of women that had not known man by lying with him. And the half, which was the portion of them that went out to war, was in number 300,000 and 37,500 sheep. And the Lord's tribute of the sheep was 65. And the cattle were 36,000, of which the Lord's tribute was 12. And the donkeys were 30,500, of which the Lord's tribute was 61. And the persons were 16,000, of which the Lord's tribute was 32 persons. And Moses gave the tribute, which was the Lord's heave offering, unto Eleazar the priest, as the Lord commanded Moses. And of the children of Israel's half, which Moses divided from the men that fought, now the half that pertained unto the congregation was 300,000 and 30,000 and 7,500 sheep, and 36,000 cattle, and 30,000 donkeys and 500, and 16,000 persons, even of the children of Israel's half. Moses took one portion of 50, both of persons and of animals, and gave them unto the Levites, who have charge of the tabernacle of the Lord, as the Lord commanded Moses. And the officers who were over thousands of the army, the captains of thousands, and captains of hundreds, came near unto Moses. And they said unto Moses, Your servants have taken the sum of the men of war who are under our charge, and there lacks not one man of us. We have therefore brought an offering for the Lord, whatever a man has gotten, of ornaments of gold, chains, and bracelets, rings, earrings, and necklaces, to make an atonement for ourselves before the Lord. And Moses and Eleazar the priest took the gold from them, even all crafted ornaments. And all the gold of the offering that they offered up to the Lord, of the captains of thousands, and of the captains of hundreds, was 16,750 shekels. For the men of war had taken spoil, every man for himself. And Moses and Eleazar the priest took the gold of the captains of thousands and of hundreds, and brought it into the tabernacle of meeting, for a memorial for the children of Israel before the Lord.